Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and sprawling suburbanites, baby booming Luddites and
tech-savvy millennials,
everything is backwards and askew, and this is a very special The Game Show Show and Stuff. It's just me and Andy.
Life during wartime.
We're the only ones left.
Luckily, we hold up in this shop.
That's right.
And here we are, safe from coronavirus.
That's right. You hear the sounds of everywhere from Wuhan to Rome, from Loyola Academy to Duke University. Everything is quiet because ain't nobody doing shit.
The only thing we've heard so far today, I should mention Jazz and I have been here for 72 hours. The only thing we've heard so far today is gunshots in the distance.
That's right. They're getting closer all the time. At first I thought it was just the sounds of Andy and I in the aftermath of eating all this Popeye's chicken. But it was in fact
rioters.
It's people looting and shooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would think they'd be going for big screen televisions and cars, but no, they're looting for face masks.
That's right.
Looking for safety any way they can in this dangerous, dark time in our history.
It's pretty crazy, man.
One time, 50 years from now, our grandkids will learn in history books about what we were doing during the coronavirus outbreak of 2020.
Basically watching Netflix.
That's right. There will be at least 7 documentaries about the coronavirus.
That's right.
And 2 sitcoms. And 1 John Wick movie.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there'll be a cartoon called The Quarantinos or some shit like that.
Well, what can you say about living in a world like this?
I don't know, man. It's pretty bananas. I thought it was just going to be, a limited thing. And it seems like it's inevitable now. We're all going to get it.
We are. I'm betting on us being able to beat it.
Yeah.
Because we're under 70 years old.
Sure. One interesting theory that I've heard posited by some of my colleagues and kids at the school where I am employed is that none of the serious cases we've heard about have been African Americans. And so people are starting to think that they might be immune.
Oh, yeah.
Because of their melanin? I don't know. I'm not sure.
They do have that extra muscle in their leg.
Okay, Jimmy the Greek.
Isn't that what it was? Or is it extra bone or extra muscle?
I don't know what he said, that ignorant racist shit, but I don't think it applies in this case. Oh, my God. Oh, he's coughing.
Ah!
Oh, God. No.
Get ready. It's
please.
Coming.
No coughing. No coughing.
Sorry, I can't help it.
No, man.
It's the coronavirus.
Scary, man.
Very scary.
The resource center that I work in, I decided today I was just going to open the doors and prop them open so people wouldn't have to handle the doors open and closed.
It's good.
I got tired of wiping every fucking 10 minutes.
Why do my balls hurt?
I've been washing my hands every place I've gone. Yesterday, of all days, I had a meeting downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I took a train downtown, and the whole time I was like, oh, my fucking paws have touched every surface in this place.
You gotta wear gloves, man.
Yeah. But then my gloves would touch everything, and then I'd put my gloves down somewhere, and then pick up my gloves, and then it's on my gloves.
I guess. Yeah. It's hard to know what to do. What do we do? No clue.
It's a crazy world we live in. Well, we're here for you today.
That's right, listeners.
But maybe not next week.
Maybe not. Actually, we won't be here next week.
We certainly won't be.
That's right. Because you want to know why, Anderson?
Why?
Because I'm having surgery. for my eyeball.
Non-essential surgery.
I mean, not
might
essential.
Be canceled.
Not essential to you.
Might be canceled surgery.
It better not be canceled. I don't have time in my life to
They'll be
rescheduled.
Like, we need all of our scalpels and gloves and masks.
Oh, no. I think they use a robot anyway.
Do they?
I think so.
Can they teach that robot how to laser coronavirus?
That would be dope. They could. It would just be like the Terminator just come through. Are you Sarah Connor? Are you coronavirus?
Why do my balls hurt?
Oh, man. Well, should we go about our business?
Let's go about our business. How about a little bit of Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The world is crumbling around us, and nobody knows quite what to do, but this is the time on the show when, despite all of the horrors on planet Earth, you absolutely positively have to tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do we have to recommend or boast about or halloo?
Let's see.
What can we talk about that's good?
Well, I brought in my new toy today.
Ooh,
Jazz
yeah.
and I played with a
you
little
did.
Bit. It's called the Oculus Quest.
Yeah.
It's a new virtual reality gaming system.
Ooh.
It costs more than I wanted to spend on something like that.
Of course.
But man, is it fun.
It was fun.
It's really disorienting.
I was dizzy after about 10 minutes of it, yeah.
Because you can't see the floor. You feel like you're moving while you're standing still.
Yeah.
But it's not like... See, people need to understand something. When you talk about virtual reality nowadays,
yeah.
all people remember our age is virtual reality from like 20 years ago.
Right.
Or from, you know, like Sharper Image where you buy the goggles, but then you get an app on your phone and slide your phone in there.
Right, right.
It's not like that anymore.
No, it's like a whole contraption.
Yeah, it's a whole contraption. It's all wireless. This particular thing is all wireless.
Thank God, because otherwise I'd have choked myself and died swinging and shooting things and twisting around, trying to grab stuff.
Yeah.
Shooting it off rockets from
it's
my
little,
cock.
It is a little hard, but once you get the hand of it. Yeah, that's right. Jazz was shooting cock rockets.
I mean, that's what it looked like anyway.
Once you get the hang of it, though, it sure is fun. There's a couple games I want to recommend.
Okay.
One is called eSpire.
Mm-hmm.
Where you play a scientist who is remote controlling a robot that is trying to sneak through a laboratory facility.
Oh.
So you're like, you are playing as someone who is in a virtual reality.
Wow,
outfit.
That's weird.
So it's cool because they don't like try to pretend like you are a robot or
sure,
something.
Sure,
sure. You know?
Yeah.
So that's fun. That's a real stealth game. Real stealthy.
I like it.
That's a fun one. And the other really fun one, there's two more. One is called Arizona Sunshine.
Okay.
And that is straight up killing zombies in the desert.
Nice.
That's really fun.
Yeah, too. That's my favorite, killing zombies.
And then the last one is one I would like for you to try. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe tonight. Even
yeah,
if
sure.
We get a sec.
Sure. Well, we're here. We're stuck here forever.
That's right. That's true.
So as long as the Oculus works...
We're good
and,
to go.
And Netflix can't get the coronavirus. We're all set.
The last one is called Vader Immortal.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm not a Star Wars person.
No, you're not.
But I got to tell you something. There's something about being in that virtual reality and mm-hmm. sitting on the deck of a ship and seeing a Star Destroyer
yeah.
flying right above you.
Dude.
And then Darth Vader walks right up to you
oh, my
and looks
God.
You dead in the eye.
Yeah.
And he's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
There's something about that is really fucking mind-blowing.
Hell yeah.
You know? Because you feel like you're in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So that was
dude.
Really cool.
I can't wait.
So anyway, that's my Shaka Khan is everybody should go out and get Oculus, what's it called? Oculus Quest. Because the other great thing about it is there's apps on there for to teach empathy and for meditation and
oh,
for
wow.
all other kind of stuff. So
interesting.
I have one app... It's called Driving While Black.
Ooh, wow.
And you look down and you have black hands.
Uh-huh.
And it's just about you getting pulled over as a black person in America and
oh
all the different
gosh.
Ways that it can go for you.
Wow. That's heavy duty.
It's pretty heavy, man.
That's cool that they're doing interesting things like that with these games.
Yeah. It's not all about shooting and killing stuff and
right.
dodging or whatever. It's about, they're trying to make it so that it's about learning what other people go through as well. There's another cool one called Notes on Blindness where you are, they found some audio tapes of a guy in his 70s, 70s or 80s, a priest who had uh-huh. retired. Who it was like 1985 in London, and he took a little audio cassette recorder with him.
Yeah,
and he was making a tape of himself as he was going blind.
Oh wow!
Like over a course of a few months.
Wow!
And he was describing the world, like the way that it felt to him, uh-huh. and the light he could see, and where
yeah.
it was coming from, and stuff. And it's just you are have his eyes.
Yeah.
In the virtual reality, so you see like little flashes of light here. You know, you can kind of sonar see, like, the wind blowing through the trees, so you see a little light on a tree.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's pretty cool, man.
That's what my cataract is like. That's why I'm telling you, this is not non-essential surgery, bro. I got to get this shit done so I'm not dictating.
Blind.
Yeah, I'm not dictating my former vision of the world.
And you don't become a novelty VR game.
Yeah, exactly. How much did he get paid for that?
Oh, nothing. He's long dead.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for telling me something good. Well, since we live in a world where Netflix is all we have to hold on to during these dark days, I thought I'd share a recommendation for a show that was recommended to me by some colleagues at work. It's a show called Love is Blind on Netflix. Have you seen this?
Oh, my God. I can't bring myself to watch it.
It starts out super MTV, glossy. You know, they're all these, you know, pretty attractive people.
Yeah.
They're not all super hot, though. They're attractive people. But it is essentially this thing where they've got, you know, all these chicks and all these dudes, and they go into these dating pods where they can't see one another, and all they've got is a notebook and a couch, and they sit there and they talk and they joke and flirt and probe psychologically, that is.
Learn about each other's families.
Yeah, tell me about your family. Oh, my God.
Your deepest fear.
I'm crying, too, because I love my family so much, and you love your family so much, and now I think I love you because of how much you love your family, and because we're crying, and I love crying with you, and it's kind of weird and silly, but it's kind of cool in a way, because it is forcing these people to consider substance above surface. And, yeah, it's interesting. And it's just funny. I mean, look, the first episode.
Any glory holes in there?
No glory holes, unfortunately. That would make the whole thing a lot more interesting. That's
yeah.
for sure.
I can't see you, but if you could just stick your dick out of that hole.
yeah, I mean, this is the weird part for me, though. Okay, so. It's a 60-minute episode. They do 6 days in the first episode. And by the end of 6 days, there's already a proposal.
Holy God.
I swear. And these people are supposed to have, like, you know, I think they're supposed to be there for a few weeks. But at the end of 6 days, there's already a couple.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So do they speed date? Do they get to talk to everyone, or they find one person and they get stuck with that person?
Well, they do kind of speed date, but then they get to kind of focus and pick and choose as the days go on, right? So they go through everybody. Some people literally, like, you know, one bitch starts, you know, just on this selfish kind of rant or monologue, and the dude, like, literally just gets up and walks out of the room. You
while
know
she's
what I mean?
Talking.
Yep. Just leaves, hilarious. Yeah.
Because you know he's like, this bitch is a dog face. Like
actually, she's not. She wasn't. She was a good looking lady.
Yeah.
But she was on a sort of selfish moment. But it's funny. That's what made it interesting too. Is that like early on, she was one of the more interesting people in general, and she just kind of had a bad moment with this guy, and he just totally canceled her because of that moment, and just you know stepped out. And it was just interesting, like that, yeah, this is a, it's an interesting way to go about evaluating potential mates, but it's also equally as flawed, you know what I mean? So
right.
Anyway, I've only watched one episode, but I would definitely suggest at least watching the one episode because it's so fun to watch and so weird, and it might actually be worth watching. So for those of you who have not yet gotten the coronavirus, when you do get the coronavirus, make sure that you go home and check out Love is Blind. And I'm not just recommending that because I'm having eye surgery next week. I'm fixated on blindness.
Yeah. Good Lord.
But it's just because it's an interesting thing. And that's my Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
I do. Part of me romanticizes coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what it is. I think it's like being born able-bodied white male.
Okay. That
deep down, I wish I had some obstacles to overcome.
Okay.
I always, like, as a kid.
Oh, you do. You do have some obstacles to overcome, motherfucker.
I just threw away those obstacles.
Oh, okay. Easy
but,
for you to say.
When I was a kid, you know, I was like, I wish I had crutches or braces, and
oh,
and I was
sure.
Like, I wish I was born black, and I, like, basically anything that was like harder,
sure,
is all I've ever wanted to have.
No, there's
so then I gave myself some, a lot of problems as
yeah,
I got older.
That's right. You got some electives.
Yeah, that's right. That's but I also feel like my initial reaction is always to think, oh, I wish I had coronavirus. Not for the attention, just so that I could try to get better from it.
So you could overcome it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder if other people feel that way.
Maybe. I could see that.
I do think if I had to place bets on my ability to get over coronavirus, how do you think you would do? What would your bet be on yourself?
Oh, I mean, I think I'd be fine, probably.
Like, you know, 2-1?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of beating coronavirus?
Yeah, more than that even. I don't know. I'm not good at odds making. I'm not a betting man, but yeah, no, I mean I'm a pretty healthy dude. I'm the kind of person that, like, you know, I'm the one in my house that when the food is like right on the verge of being bad, it's just like it started to turn a little bit, you can kind of taste it. I'm like, I'm eating this shit. If it were the zombie apocalypse, I'd have to eat it. I'm eating this shit
yeah,
right now.
Got to get my body ready.
That's right. I'm eating this poisonous food because it can't beat me, and it doesn't. It does. It never does.
You always win.
I always fucking win, Lawfer.
Good for you. Well, that's a great Chaka Khan.
That's been Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Tell me something good.
Tell me. Yeah.
Well, Chaz.
Yes, Anderson.
I think Johnny Moe died.
Oh,
from
no.
The coronavirus.
Tell me why.
I hope not.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody.
It was
how's
just
it going?
Us.
Hey, everybody. Hey,
no
everybody.
No one to say this.
Hey, everybody.
No one to
how's
say.
Hey, everybody. Hey,
Johnny
everybody.
Moe's
hey, everybody.
Signature
how's it going?
Line.
How's it going?
So instead of Johnny's news, it's your boy back with you to bring you the whole wide world of coronavirus.
Time now for Anderson Lawfer presents something about things in the news and stuff.
That's right. It's everybody's favorite segment of the game show and stuff back. In full effect.
For one last time. Before it all goes south.
Oh, no.
I'd like to just start by talking about what's happening around the world with the coronavirus on this date, March 10th, 2020.
Okay.
Let's start in China, Jazz.
Yes, let's.
The place where it all began.
It all began there.
China has had more than 80,000 cases reported and more than 3,100 deaths since the coronavirus emerged in the city of Wuhan
wow.
in December. People in Wuhan and elsewhere in Hubei province have been largely confined to their homes for almost 50 days now.
Wow.
A policy that is controlling the movements of tens of millions of people. One Wuhan resident recently wrote that life in the city since January 23rd has, quote, become a living hell.
Oh, no. So,
we probably have that to look forward to.
It's going to be a ghost town.
Except for the tanks.
Yeah.
And the soldiers with face masks on.
That's right, with their coronavirus-killing bullets.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to pump that virus full of lead, see?
Wait till I get my hands on that virus.
I'm going to beat the living... I'm going to shake the shit out of that virus. Right.
Show him who's boss.
Next up is Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Italy has more than 9,000 cases and 463 deaths related to the virus, mostly in the north. The number of cases there has jumped significantly in just recent days.
Oh, man.
On Monday this week, March 9th, the Italian government announced extraordinary measures to contain the virus that first spread there in late February. The prime minister declared all of Italy a red zone, meaning people should stay home except for work and other emergencies. Now, staying home for everything except for work means, like, being outside half the day.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone should stay in their house, except for on their way to work, and then obviously work, and then on their way home from work, and at a restaurant
maybe on their way home. Grocery store. Where other people work.
Yes, but while you're sleeping and when you get up in the morning, you should be home.
That's right. Stay home during those times.
Public gatherings have been banned and freedom of movement sharply curtailed. All domestic sporting events in the country have been suspended until April 3rd.
Yep. Serie A. No more.
That is a big deal in soccer mad Italy.
That's right. Italian football. It's closed down, bro. Reggiana, no mas.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's a bummer, bro.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in now.
Yeah, Calabria. Everyone's sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Let's go to the next most infested place on Earth.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, even though we're kind of like making fun of how they're over-exaggerating it, you were like, on Monday, which was yesterday, and in late February, which was like a week ago.
I know.
So the shit is moving fast.
It's all going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Iran.
Oh, no.
In Iran, they've reported more than 8,000 cases and nearly 300 deaths.
Oh.
Public gatherings, including Friday prayers in Tehran. Uh-huh. Tehran. And other major cities have been canceled. Schools have been closed and crews of cleaners have been dispatched to disinfect trains, buses, and gathering places. On Thursday, Iranian foreign minister tweeted that strict preventative measures, including screening of air travelers at departure gates, are being implemented. A few days earlier, if you remember this was last week, he pleaded for supplies from the U.S., including masks, ventilators, test kits, and protective wear, and then blamed the U.S. for endangering Iranians.
Right.
Some Iranians believe that their government delayed revealing the scope of the outbreak until after parliamentary elections to avoid depressing voter turnout, which I think is probably a fair assessment.
Yes. It's not a fair practice.
No.
I thought you were going to say, oh, that's okay. I was like, well, I don't know, man.
If you've seen any video of Iran, it's the main guy. I can't remember his name. Mubarak? No, not Mubarak.
Hold on, I was just reading something about him.
Iranian. His name is Rouhani.
There you go.
And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad, that's the one I was trying to think of. Yes.
There's like presidents and prime ministers. There's all kinds of. Oh, he's Ahmadinejad is former. President.
He's out.
Yeah. The sixth president of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you remember the video that came out last week, the president is sitting there talking, and he has all the ayatollahs around him and all his whole cabinets up there. And one of the guys in the corner is coughing.
Oh, gosh.
That guy's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A number of top Iranian officials have contracted the disease. A 71-year-old senior advisor to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, died last week.
Wow.
Here's a clip from his funeral. I'm hoping they play something like this at my funeral.
Yeah.
So sad and nonsensical. It has no rhythm or noticeable melody.
Well, it has a melody, goddammit.
What melody is it? Sing it to me.
I can't sing you. He is singing a melody. It's not necessarily a repetitive melody, but what he's saying is melodic.
To someone.
Oh, my God. You are such a jackass sometimes. I can't believe I'm stuck here in the coronavirus era with your ignorant ass. I'd rather die. I should just go commit suicide.
They were like, hey, Bill, could you play something on guitar for me? Sure, what would you like? Just basically pluck the strings as fast as you can in any random order you like.
Shut up, man. That was beautiful.
Oh, there are the beat drops.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Now they're celebrating his life. The first song was mourning his death.
Mourning. Now we're at like, night.
Yeah.
The discotheque.
Yeah. They were like, he might be dead, but his spirit lives on. This is a jam. See?
I take back everything I said.
Yeah. You should. That was ignorant as fuck.
Jazz, I'm a little stomped up.
Oh,
stubborn.
God.
I've got a dry throat.
Oh, no. Not good. I've been a little nasally, like a little, you know, nasal drippy.
I got some severe diarrhea.
Oh, no.
I coughed up a lung in my tonsils earlier. Is that bad?
No, you'll be fine. You're an able-bodied white male. You've got no obstacles, Anderson.
There's nothing in my way.
Oh, my own.
Next, how about we take a trip to South Korea?
All right, let's do it.
South Korea has seen more than 7,500 cases and more than 50 deaths.
Wow.
People in cities across the country have been encouraged to stay home. Some offices have closed and many events are postponed. The nation's schools are closed until March 22nd, so another 2 weeks.
Okay.
The country's largest outbreak is in the city of Daegu, which accounts for more than 3/4 of cases. Someone was quoted as saying, it actually looks like a scene from a disaster movie. Streets are empty, restaurants and shops are closed. People stock up on instant noodles, not because other foods are in short supply, but because they want to avoid going out. Huh. Nobody wants to leave their house, so they're just getting instant noodles.
Wow.
Popular in Korean.
Sure. Yeah. Popular everywhere. Popular at my crib.
Remember college?
Yeah. Barely.
You would have called me a Korean if you looked at my you looked at my closet.
Your closet, which was also your kitchen.
That's right.
I had a hot plate.
And then instant
teapot,
noodles.
And some ramen.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. But no obstacles for you.
No way. Next, let's head on over to beautiful España.
Ooh, claro que sí.
Spain has reported more than 1,600 cases and 35 deaths related to the coronavirus. Authorities in regions with the most cases, Madrid, Basque, and La Rioja, have ordered the closure of all schools, universities, daycare centers for at least 2 weeks. Flights between Spain and Italy have been totally suspended and large gatherings canceled in the regions. Soccer matches for Spain's La Liga will be played before
empty stadiums
for the next 2 weeks.
You know, the NBA is meeting tomorrow to talk about that possibility.
Yeah, I heard LeBron was quoted as saying he wouldn't play in empty stadiums.
And then he quickly was like, actually, I will. Because, you know, somebody was like,
yeah, and he was like, whoa.
Yeah. We pay you a lot of money, LeBron.
Yeah. And also somebody coughed, and he was like, please, don't come near me. I mean,
he
I'm
flopped.
Black, so I won't get it.
Right, somebody coughed, and then he flopped and fell on the ground.
Yeah.
We looked at the ref like, what are you going to do? Why are you doing that?
I can't wait for about 15 years from now when LeBron is on all those Urlacher hair commercials.
Right? Restore.
That motherfucker is going very bald.
Yeah. And he tried to stave it off with some sort of phony measures for some time, and then he just gave up.
Yeah.
Which I commend him for. I think he should. Going bald is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Everyone says that about you.
Yeah. It's my best quality. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, it's just easy. I've spent $20 on haircuts in 20 years because I bought a pair of clippers, and that's all I've ever needed. And
one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, I buy one bottle of shampoo a year.
You know what I always say? Like, I have such beautiful, luscious hair.
Oh, you sure do.
And I always say it's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
It's like a curse.
Yeah, I'm like, get this shit off my head.
This mane. This glorious mane of hair.
It's actually getting thicker.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable.
My hairline is going down. Oh, my God.
It's like you're a werewolf.
My eyebrows now.
No obstacles. Oh my gosh.
How about we take a little stroll over to France?
Oh, France.
France has had more than 1,400 cases and at least 30 deaths.
Merde.
The country announced a nationwide ban on gatherings of more than 1,000 people with exemptions for things like public transit, of course. The Paris Marathon and a Six Nations rugby match against Ireland have both been canceled until October. The government has placed additional restrictions on zones of clusters of coronavirus cases, including Brittany, eastern France and the Swiss border, and then a bunch of other places I can't pronounce. The northeast border. In these places, there's a ban on all public gatherings, including markets, community groups, and church services. So...
okay.
The President Macron has advised citizens nationwide against visiting older people because he's trying to avoid spreading the disease to the most vulnerable people.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would make you worried because you're like, man, I would like to see my family, especially if you have elderly parents.
Sure.
But you don't want to get them sick.
Right. That's the problem. And that's another thing that's tricky about this one is you can be a carrier and not
know for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no symptoms. Asymptomatic.
That's what makes me feel like I don't have it because I'm already showing symptoms.
There you go. Yeah, I'm constantly sick because I work at a school, which is a germ factory.
Oh my God! Can you imagine the coronavirus in there right now?
It's like fighting to survive.
Yeah, it's like fuck. It's got its dick in a glory hole. It's ready to, everybody to blow.
Influenza A is slobbing on the coronavirus's Johnson right
That's
now.
That's right. In Germany.
Oh, jawohl.
Germany's had more than 1,200 confirmed cases and only 2 deaths, though.
Okay.
Because that's strong Aryan blood.
Shut up.
Luscious hair.
Oh, my God.
The country's health minister encouraged canceling events that draw more than 1,000 people. A number of states have done just that. The southern state of Bavaria, for example, has already banned events of more than 1,000 people and recommended pulling the plug on events with more than 500 people.
Yeah.
Now a stroll over to Japan.
Okay.
Japan has reported 530 cases and 9 deaths.
Wow.
On Monday, Japan put into place tougher border control measures that essentially banned travelers from China and South Korea until the end of the month. Visas for people who have yet arrived in Japan are invalidated. People who've already arrived from those countries, whether they're Japanese or foreign nationals, are asked to undergo a 14-day quarantine.
Wow.
So if you were like,
yeah,
going to take a semester abroad and you got on a plane, they could have announced this, right?
Sure.
While you were in the air.
Yep.
Because the flight's like 24 hours, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then when you get there,
so you're like over the Pacific Ocean, and then when you arrive, they're like, go in this cage for 14 days or go in this house.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. It's all Japan you get to see.
And now to Israel.
All right. A little traipse down to the Middle East.
A prance right through the Middle East.
Let's gallivant our way to the Gaza Strip.
Israel is taking the extraordinary step of requiring a 14-day quarantine for any single person entering the country.
Okay.
Prime Minister Netanyahu announced yesterday. Israel has reported nearly 40 cases of the coronavirus. In a brief video announcing the new policy, Netanyahu said the decision was a difficult one to make. He added the policy will force people flying into Israel to enter a two-week home quarantine period and that it will be in effect for 2 weeks. The requirement for visitors to Israel will be implemented on Thursday, so in 2 days.
Okay.
That gives 2 days for the virus to come through, though, so that seems fucking not very smart, in my opinion. What do I know? The blanket policy is believed to be the first in the world in response to the coronavirus outbreak that has now killed more than 3,800 people around the globe.
Wow.
And that brings us, Jazz.
Yes.
To the God's favorite country.
Is that us?
The United States of America.
The USA. USA.
I like
USA.
To start with our first story about the USA. Pussy in wartime.
Wait, what? You gotta be kidding me. Sounds dramatic.
Tinder, the app Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Is warning hookup seekers to maintain a social distance to protect against the coronavirus.
You mean I can't put my dick in a stranger?
It's difficult to maintain a social distance with your dick in someone's ass.
It's funny because it's true.
But in a pop-up alert and headlined, "Your well-being is our number one priority," the dating app suggested keeping a social distance in public gatherings. It appears when users swipe through profiles for potential dates. "Tinder is a great place to meet new people," the message said. "While we want you to continue having fun, protect yourself from the coronavirus. Protecting yourself from the coronavirus is more important." The alert then offers safety tips. Wash your hands frequently. Yeah. Carry hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Avoid touching your face.
Yep.
Maintain social distance in public gatherings.
Yeah.
It also links to the WHO site for more recommendations and other information.
Okay. Wrap that rascal.
Drunk hands!
What? Sounds dangerous.
If ever anyone, Jazz, if anyone in their life ever needed a few stiff shots right now, it's Tito's Vodka.
Oh, sure.
Since Monday, some Twitter users have suggested using the Austin, Texas-based distillery's product to make hand sanitizer.
Interesting.
And they keep tagging the company.
Oh, but they don't like it.
So if you understand what happened in Austin is that South by Southwest Festival.
Right.
Which has now been completely canceled.
Yeah.
Which brought in, by the way, $300 million to Austin.
Wow.
And so now they're like, well, we're not going to maybe have a city anymore.
Shit.
Because it fucking, that was, everything was reliant on that event.
Wow. Yeah. Well, not everything. Austin,
everything.
Austin is bustling. They also have a huge bat festival. Where people go watch the bats fly out from under the bridges. Maybe that's why they're not going, because of the fucking bats.
My Nikki and her mom and sisters and all that, they go on a girls' trip every summer.
Uh-huh.
This past year, they went to Austin.
Oh, yeah.
And she called me before they went to the bat festival.
Yeah,
and she was like, "We're going to the bat festival." And I was like, "Oh, that'll be fun." And then afterwards, she was like, "Fucking bunch of fucking bats fly out of a hole." That's
yep.
it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, yeah, the bat festival.
But, I mean, it's crazy to see them. I mean, to think it's a like it's a swarm. I mean, it's millions of bats.
Would you eat one?
Fuck no.
You're not trying to spread coronavirus.
No, I wouldn't eat it anyway.
Even if it didn't have coronavirus?
Yeah.
If it just had regular viruses?
Just any bat. You know, the only time I've ever seen a bat, aside from that bat festival, is, you know, maybe you see them in suburban, and even in the city of Chicago.
Or in caves.
Occasionally, yeah. Or in caves, obviously.
Jesus,
Andy. Or in caves. But I'm just saying, you see them around the city sometimes, like eating mosquitoes late at night or whatever, you know, near rivers and in forest reserves. But the only other time I've seen one live, it scared the fucking shit out of me. I was doing tours. This is when I was a tour guide downtown.
Right.
For city Segway tours, given Segway tours, obviously, on the museum campus and around downtown Chicago.
Basically just working on your Segways.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They were like, the Museum of National History, which reminds me.
Speaking of segues,
yeah.
Here's a transition. Anyway, no, but there was this bat that had fallen. It was like disabled or injured or something. And it was on the ground.
Just trying to make you, well, just going to steal your wallet.
Well, I thought it was dead. And I went over to, like, you know, try to kick it off of the sidewalk.
Into the road?
It was, like, into the grass.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, off the sidewalk.
Much nicer.
There's, like, kids and, you know, people, old people, bikes and Segways running around trying to look at the museum.
They don't want bat guts on
their
tires.
Yeah, they want bat guts on their tires. And so I go to try to, and as soon as I walk up to it, it just starts, like flapping its one good wing and screaming bloody murder at me. And it's just like flapping in a circle, and it just, I mean, I just about shat in my pants.
Did you cry?
I wanted to cry. I would have cried. It scared the shit out of me, Anderson. And it was disgusting looking. I mean, because like, this was, you know, before I was losing my eyesight so badly. So I bent down to look at it. And I mean, they're hideous looking, some of them.
Yeah. Did you try to mace it or anything?
No!
You don't carry any pepper spray?
No. No, I will
now. I
would
have taught that motherfucker a lesson.
Yeah, I should have.
Scream at me, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Did you check for your watch afterwards?
Then I kneecapped the bat.
You curbed him.
That's right. Oh, my God. Yeah, but it's scary. They're hideous, and they're rabid. No, I ain't eating no bats.
No.
Ugh. They ain't even got any good meat on them. What the fuck? It's like less than a chicken wing on their whole body.
They look like cartoons of animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what bats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they look kind of like rats. Do bats have legs?
They have little tiny legs, yeah.
They do? Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I was going to be like, they don't even have legs.
It's kind of they do have tiny hind legs, though. They're tiny.
I want to see a picture of a bat. Hang on.
It reminds me of in the cartoon Alice in Wonderland when there's the rocking horse fly.
Right.
And the dragon fly. I mean, they look like, it looks like a fly. I mean, if anything was going to be called a rat with wings, it would be a bat. Or they look like a little dog.
Yeah, a little like
with wings.
Yeah, man, they are ugly.
Ugh. Ugh. And the one I saw, I mean, and it was a brown one, which is like they're really like
the big brown bat.
Yeah, they're like mush faced bats. They're not the dog faced bats.
Yeah.
Oh God, it just makes me ill thinking about it. Ugh. I don't know what kind of. I'm gonna look up Chicagoland bats.
There's five different kinds, Jazz.
In Chicago,
oh, there's eight species, but the five usual suspects.
Uh huh.
Big brown bats.
Uh huh.
Eastern red bats.
Ugh.
Silver-haired bats.
Uh huh.
Tricolored bats.
Uh huh.
And hoary bats.
Hoary bats.
Yeah, H-O-A-R-Y.
Yeah, hoary means like hairy. I forget what hoary
means.
Know.
Are you sure these things have legs?
Yeah, man. Look at them. They have to have legs. How else do they hang from the fucking ceiling, bro?
I don't know.
Come on.
There's a picture of a...
They're just tiny legs. Oh, God, look at the teeth. Look at the that's the thing. It was like, look at the... God, yeah. They look hideous, man.
Yeah, they're awful.
Oh, God. Ugh.
People get bats in their attics.
Those fucking crazy noses. Ugh.
Yeah, and crazy teeth.
Yeah.
Big scary teeth.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
it's freaking me
that's
out,
our
bro.
Next problem. I think the world should band together once we find a cure for coronavirus. We should all meet up and be like, woo, that's over with. Now, let's find the fucking bat that gave this to us. And then all the world's nations would march together with pitchforks and torches. Towards a single cave in the Wuhan province.
There you go. Kill the bats.
And then one guy will eat it after because he's so excited we killed it.
Kill.
And then he'll get coronavirus again, and we'll have to start over again.
No.
Because that's how humans be rolling. Dumb dumbs.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Anyway, back to Tito's vodka.
Yeah. It was a great diversion, though.
Yeah.
Nice little great segue. Nice tangent. And a nice segue, too.
So people are saying use Tito's vodka to make hand sanitizer, right?
Okay.
And so then Tito's vodka had to put out a statement on Twitter because you have to do everything.
Everything's on Twitter
nowadays.
Yeah.
Per the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, washing hands with soap and water is the best way to get rid of germs in most situations. If soap and water are not readily available, you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that consists of at least 60% alcohol. You can tell if the sanitizer contains at least 60% alcohol by looking at the label on the product.
Right.
Tito's handmade vodka is 40% alcohol and therefore does not meet the current recommendation of the CDC.
Wow.
Please do not use Tito's handmade vodka for hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's a bummer. I was looking forward to having an excuse to buy more vodka.
Ready for your next story, Jazz?
I am.
Lick up lines.
Sounds disgusting.
Story comes to us from Port Arthur, Texas. A 24-year-old man was sentenced last Wednesday to 30 days in jail for posting on social media a video of himself removing an ice cream container from a Texas Market freezer, licking the contents, and returning the container to the freezer.
God damn it. This is like one of my fears. I bought a thing of ice cream yesterday, and I took it home, and I popped off the top. Like, why is there no safety seal on here?
Because somebody was licking already.
Fuck.
And now you got coronavirus.
Probably. God damn it.
DeAndre Anderson was sentenced to an additional 6-month term, probated for 2 years, in order to pay an additional $1 fine and $1,500 in restitution to Blue Creamery,
yeah,
which had to replace all of its products in the freezer.
Good. Fuck that guy.
Anderson began serving his jail immediately. The incident happened at a Walmart in Port Arthur. Sources of cameras showed that he finally took the Blue Bell ice cream freezer and bought it, which wasn't captured in the video, authorities said.
Yeah, right. I'm over here blowing my nose, by the way. We're getting it.
I'm going to get your funeral music ready to go. I knew Jazz well. He was a decent man.
This is my dad.
This guy sounds lovelorn.
He's grieving. I'm a great guy. He really misses me.
Flew York City.
I like that pun.
Private labs that began running coronavirus tests in New York City on Friday are reporting so many new cases that public officials are having trouble keeping up, Blasio told reporters. They're coming in so intensely now that being able to give you a detailed case breakdown, we're not in that position to do that at this moment because there are so many cases covered every minute.
Wow.
This is my funeral song for New York City.
This is Tito's funeral.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Speaking at Bellevue Hospital today, de Blasio said at 12 noon, the number of cases in New York City is 36. That's 16 new since yesterday and 11 since this morning at 7 a.m. when I spoke about this last time. So in 5 hours, 11 new cases.
Wow.
Almost 2,000 New York City residents are in voluntary isolation, while some people in New York are in mandatory quarantine. Coronavirus has infected more than 173 people across New York State. Of that, 108 confirmed cases are in Westchester County, just north of New York. The CEO of NYC Health and Hospitals said local hospitals are bringing an onslaught of coronavirus, adding that local hospitals are trying to discharge current patients to handle incoming coronavirus patients.
Wow.
We're prepared at Bellevue and all of our hospitals that we have to. Many patients with respiratory distress, if we received a lot of patients with respiratory distress, we would rapidly discharge patients who are in the hospital now and do not need to be in the hospital because they could be careful.
Sure. That makes sense.
But that also means that they're just going to fucking throw everybody out because they don't want anybody else to get sick.
Sure.
So makes unless sense. You're like recovering from a surgery that happened this morning.
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Go home, bro.
In emergencies, they'll cancel outpatient surgeries, he said, too.
Okay.
So get ready for that, Jazz.
No!
New York City officials are now waiting on 195 new test results. They're training nurses to become disease detectives.
Wow.
City officials are also worried about shortages as corporations cancel company blood drives.
Tainted blood. They don't want your tainted blood.
It's all falling apart, man.
Yep.
That's the news.
That's the news?
This has been Anderson Lawfer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
You know, instead of doing birthday, I should have done that segment I wanted to do a long time ago called Happy Trails, where we talk about all the people that died on this date, the people that were born on this date.
We should. This would be a good week to do that.
It's going to be us.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Oh, all right. Well, let's do some
birthday
shout-outs.
And today is March, which means it's a great day to be
a Holy Roman Emperor,
a Dairy Production Wizard,
a modern-day warrior hero,
or D.R.
Happy B-Day, Ferdinand the First.
Your motto was, let justice go, the world perish. Sounds cooler in Latin, but still badass.
First you were in Bohemia, then the Romans elected you emperor. It's you, Mr. Popularity.
Ew. God, you unified more territories under your banner than a lot of other leaders have been able to do. Because of that, you had one of the longest titles ever. But it's not a contest.
And happy birthday, Rick Rubin.
LL Cool J, Run DMC, Public Beastie Boys, Ghetto Boys, Red Hot Chili Peppers. What the fuck?
AC/DC, Johnny Cash, Kanye West, Tom Petty, Justin Timberlake. Hell, holy shit.
Anybody who ever made good music made way better music with you. They called you D-double-R, the Loudness King, baby.
Happy birthday of birthdays to Mr. Chuck Norris.
The hospital you were born in, and your blood type is AK-47. You're Chuck fucking Norris.
Guns carry you for protection. You get 11 out of 10 targets with 9 bullets because you're Chuck M.F. Norris.
You don't blow out birthday candles, suffocate them with your stare because you're Chuck G. Norris.
And let's not forget,
handsome actor Jam of Mad Men.
Beautiful actress Jasmine Guy in the world.
Smoking hot actress Sharon Stone.
Smoking hot actress Shannon Tweed.
Just my opinion. Smoking fucking hot actress Olivia.
Ugly old hurly burly playwright David Rabe.
That's right. Also born today.
NCAA championship winning coach of the underdog State Wolfpack. Jimmy Valvano.
Jimmy V. Chicago sports journalist and author of The Jordan Rules, Bob Green.
Retired football budding children's author and black unicorn, Martellus
Bennett. Black unicorn! And today's birthday shout-out band is...
Arena Rock, Tom Scholes of Boston.
On Canadian hard rock, Phil Triumph.
On alternative metal guitar, John Lecom.
On Seattle grunge bass, Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam.
On alternative metal grunge rock bass, Gail Greenwood of NL7.
She was in both of those bands. On Dixieland Jazz, Trump Bix Biederbeck, baby.
With Psychedelic California Harmonies by Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean.
Neo Psychedelials by Edie Brickell of the New Bohemian.
Trip Hop Dance Rap by Terry.
Country Pop Sing Songing by Carrie Wood. Underwood, her name is.
Somebody. Pseudo R&B Robin Dickey.
That's right, and a revolutionary hip-hop pop production by Timbaland of Timbaland and Magoo.
And if you've got a birthday, you better create a new mail service because the world has ended.
That's right, shout-outs will never happen again.
You remember the movie The Postman, Jazz?
I do, indeed.
The Kevin Costner?
Yeah, one of his not-so-great turns.
We'll see when the coronavirus hits and That'll be the only job left.
It could be.
Post-apocalyptic America.
It's either that, or it's post-Manning and podcasting.
That's it.
That's it.
And we'll be like, hey, we just made a podcast. Let's put it on an old cassette tape we could find somewhere.
Yeah.
And then
I got a bunch.
We'll shine a red flag on the roof, and then the one postman left in the world will come to our place to take the tape.
Yeah, he'll take it to Ed. And Ed will listen to it.
From his bunker.
Right. And then he'll, I don't know what he'll do.
He'll broadcast it over the speakers.
That's right, he'll drive around in the Blues Brothers movie.
It's like I Am Legend.
Yep, exactly. It's great. It's going to be great. Wow. Well, this was an epic show, Anderson.
Yeah, glad to see you.
Hopefully it won't be our last, but I probably will be.
I'm going to go back into the other room where I live now.
Okay, I'm going to crawl under the chair. Finish eating this Popeye's macaroni and cheese.
Stay safe out here.
I'm going to try.
Don't let the bats get
you. Oh, man. No, not the bats. Anything fucking bats.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll never see you again.
I will not see you next Tuesday. Cry.
Hey, it's over. Show's over.
Let me get my shoes. What's happening to my shoes?
Okay, show's over.